Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator. We are in the middle of our little mini series all about spring cleaning your business. I am absolutely feeling that spring cleaning, purging mentality. Like, I don't know about y'all, but for me, it really is like clockwork. The sun starts to shine, the pollen gets everywhere, which hence, you know, my little cold right now. So forgive any sniffles that you might be hearing on this. And I just immediately am like, what can I purge? What can I get rid of? What can I deep clean? Like, it is time for a refresh. My home needs all of these winter germs to go away, and all of this clutter, I'm just ready for it to leave. I've been slowly working my way through all of the kids' closets. I actually spent my own birthday purging and organizing my master bedroom closet, which was like so fun. Like, there we go. I don't know if any of you guys love a good closet organization party, but that is absolutely like right up my alley. I'm all about that. It's a good time for me. So anyway, today I want to dig a little bit further into what it can look like to spring clean your business. Last week, we talked about your website, and I shared very specific ways that you can give your website a little refresh and an audit this spring. And now I want to talk about your email marketing. This episode is not reliant on a specific tool for your email marketing system. So some of you guys listening might use Kit. Some of you might use Flowdesk. Some of you might use Kajabi, Kartra, any of those tools. Of course, I have opinions on, you know, my faves. But for this episode, it doesn't necessarily matter which one you're using. You can use these tips and tricks to spring clean inside of the specific tool that you are working in. So I have three must-dos when it comes to spring cleaning your email marketing. And number one is going to be a cold subscriber cleanup. We actually just did this in my own brand about 2 months ago, and it feels good, you guys. Like, I know we talk a lot about growing your email list in the digital marketing space. Of course, you want to have healthy leads on your emails, but the caveat to that is healthy leads. I don't want you to grow your email list just for growth's sake. We need to have people on there that are engaged, that want to open your emails, that are excited to be on your list, that are going to purchase from you, and that are just overall going to be a healthy subscriber for your list. And so doing a cold subscriber cleanup can help you assess how, like, who is on your list that really needs to be there, and how many people could we potentially just delete off of your list. And I know that that can feel really scary, you guys, but we just don't need them. It's just that extra baggage, and you just don't need it. Like that shirt hanging in your closet that you keep saying you're going to wear, but every time you go to get dressed, you pass it by. Now is the time. Get rid of it. That's what we're going to do with these cold subscribers. Now, all of your email marketing systems, like the ones that I just listed, they likely, based on the plan that you have some sort of system within the email marketing platform where you can filter to read cold subscribers. What I would suggest is filtering for the cold subscribers and then sending a re-engagement campaign. On our team, we have a 3 or 4 email template, templates that we customize pending the brand, kind of working through a re-engagement sequence for the cold subscribers to get them to engage. We're offering them a free resource. We're straight up telling them, click here or you are going to get deleted. Like, I don't want to crowd your inbox any more than you want me to crowd your inbox. Like, we're about to say bye-bye. Like, hello, NSYNC singing that song for us. Like, it is time to get them off of your list. And so we work through a 3 to 4 email sequence to remove subscribers after, if they have not re-engaged, they are then deleted from the list. So that's what I want to encourage you guys to do, is do a cold subscriber cleanup. I actually highly recommend doing this twice a year. I think your list will be even healthier. Your open rates will be even more accurate because we're actually sending your emails are going to people that actually would, you know, want to open them and read them. So cold subscriber cleanup is number one. Number two, this is where you're going to start to like get into the weeds a little bit, and you're going to audit your sequences, your forms, and your tags. This might sound overwhelming. So let's break this down, because I think it's really important to clear the clutter. I cannot tell you how many systems I have jumped in that are, they're not necessarily like, messy in terms of like things are broken. They're just messy because they're cluttered. It's hard to find things because there's just so much, or the naming system isn't always up to date. And so I might be looking for a specific, all the tags related to a specific course, but sometimes it uses the course name. Sometimes it uses the course like acronym. Sometimes it says like student and then course name. Like everything is just different in the ways that things are being named, from the sequence to the form to the tag to multiple tags, and it just feels hard to gather data. And so this is a time for you to, I would just pick an hour to go through each section. So pick 1 hour and say, I'm going to go look at all of my tags. What tags do I have? I'm going to just start scrolling through my tags. Can I combine some of these tags? Can I just start renaming some of these tags to, again, make my naming system better? I personally love, like just a little quick tip. When we're setting this up for our clients, I like to see all of the students together. So it might be like purchased and then course name, and then purchased and then membership name, and then purchased and then next course name, or student and then course name, student second course name, student shop product. Like, and that way you can go, and because the tags will be in alphabetical, then everything labeled student is all right there, or everything labeled purchased is all right there. So it just makes it easier to see. You can also do this with webinars. You could just have a webinar and then the title of the webinar. So all of your webinar tags are together, or opt-in and then the name of the opt-in, and then opt-in, name of the opt-in. So then you might have 5 or 6 tags for each opt-in with the word opt-in first, so that it's easier to find. So start with tags, then go over to forms and look through your forms and kind of follow that same naming system that you were doing with your tags over on your forms, so that it's really easy and really clear. You can also straight up just delete things that you don't need. Like, why are we keeping extra baggage back there? If it's a form that has been long put out to pasture, you're not using it anymore, let's just delete that thing. Or if you're a little bit of a hoarder and you struggle with that, you can rename it and maybe put like Z at the front, like Z underscore and then the name, so that in the alphabet, like when it's alphabetized for the forms, it's popped down at the bottom. Either way, delete it or just rename it, so that then you have your most active forms right at the top and then the things that aren't being used further down at the bottom. And then move into sequences. So you've done tags, you've done forms, and now we're going to do the same thing with our sequences. And you can draft mode things that aren't being used anymore. Again, you can just delete the things that aren't being used. You can rename so that it's easier to find. You could also, if you really wanted to get fancy with it, pending how much of a gold star you want on the sequences part of things, you could go in and check links on the sequences that you know are the most active. So thinking about a welcome sequence or an evergreen funnel, sometimes things are broken and you just don't know. That's what we talked about with our website last week. And so it might be nice to jump back in those main sequences that you know are still very active for you and just take a little look and see how things are working, if they are working the way that they should be. So, 3 must-dos. That first one, cold subscriber cleanup. Second one, auditing tags, forms, and sequences, kind of going through what I just shared. And then the last one, it's definitely going to be a little bit more fun for those of you that are creative minded. And that's going to be freshening up your email templates. It's kind of like what we talked about on your website. It might be nice to give yourself a brand new hero or a new header. Same thing for your email templates. It might be nice to just freshen things up. I recently did this with our podcast emails. I did this right after we got our brand photo shoot back because it was fun. I was like, I have new photos. I want to play around. Let's do a cute little new header at the top of our podcast. podcast and do a fun little new footer. And this will be the standard for all of our podcast emails that are going out. So just looking at the templates that you have, maybe you don't even have templates in your email marketing system. And it might be nice to go ahead and create a little bit of a standard for, okay, I'm going to use this for my weekly nurture emails. I'm going to use this template for my sales emails, whatever it might be, kind of having some of those outlined and giving yourself a nice little fresh template to start using this spring. It could also help if you feel like maybe you want to tweak the button color in your emails, or you aren't necessarily feeling as strong with some of the conversions for even just the verbiage being used on some of your calls to action, kind of taking a look at some of that and getting to play and just have something that just looks new and fresh and visually appealing for your audience. So three must-dos. I absolutely think that they should be a priority for you this spring. And I know it might take a little bit of time, specifically auditing those tags, forms, and sequences, but look over your calendar right now, you guys, and give yourself an afternoon where you can just dig into the back end and clear that clutter for your email marketing system. You are going to be so grateful that you took the time to do that. It's going to be easier for you to find things when you're looking for data and you're looking for information. It's also ultimately going to help you with your overall engagement and your open rates because you will execute that cold subscriber cleanup. So, three must-dos. Have fun doing them. If you have questions as you are digging into those things, let me know. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm always here to help. And next week, I will be back with our final episode in this little mini series all about spring cleaning. And it's a good one. So you're going to want to tune in next week for our last episode on spring cleaning your business.